So far, we've explained that social structures lead to violence against people who do not adhere to gender and sexuality norms. However, people do not only define themselves in relation to gender and sexuality. Actually, there are several social categories in which people situate themselves. These include class, race, where we live, our origin, and so on. So, violence against LGBTI plus people is not always the result of breaking with sexual and gender norms, but is also linked to other social categories. Not all LGBTI plus people have the same level of vulnerability in relation to violence, because LGBTI plus people are not a homogeneous social group.